And this morning, joining us by phone, the president of University College of the North, Doug Lofstedt. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
How are things?
Oh, we're getting through. It's a learning experience for us, obviously, but we're reacting to the pandemic as sort of best we can, and with some good guidance and support from government and all the staff and the other institutions. So we're getting through.
It's interesting that not only you, the faculty, the students, but it's a learning experience for the entire planet. This is just really something that will be a historical moment for many of us that will live for the rest of our lives and talk about that pandemic of 2020. How has this affected University College of the North?
Well, we're basically shut down. Access to the facilities are restricted to sort of, you know, students in very limited numbers and essential staff. We are moving, or have moved, all of our learning to away from sort of a classroom into some sort of distance or online or remote learning. We're working hard to do our part in terms of communication about the pandemic, how to handle it. We're setting up chat rooms for students to talk to each other. It's just every day there's something different in terms of how we're reacting to the situation.
Okay.
But I think mostly the two operating principles are safety and helping our students sort of complete their studies for this term.
So is the building is still open?
No,
it's closed.
Closed,
okay.
To the public.
Okay.
There are some essential people that have to be here. Like our residence has a couple students in it. Our bookstore is operational, given that students still need to access books and learning materials. We're still accepting applications, but everything's being done by a distance as best we can. But it's closed to the general public.
Okay. So if students do need a certain book, there will be somebody at the door of the university to bring them down to the bookstore, and social distancing is in play. All right. So let's talk a little bit about delivering classes to the students. How are you able to do that?
Well, we're using sort of all available technologies, and each faculty and instructor that we have is sort of modifying their particular course as best they can. So it's information technology, it's using Zoom, it's using things like Facebook, email, assignments, we're using sort of all methods, electronic and otherwise, that we can to ensure students are doing their coursework and getting through. Eventually, we'll be trying to, as we do things like assess students, where we would once have a large group gathering to do exams all at once, we may have alternate assignments that assess their progress.
Okay. I know, Doug, that you are definitely one of those glasses-half-full kind of guys. So what has been the most rewarding part of working through all of this for you?
Well, if you take a step back and watch the team, the whole UCN team, the instructors, the faculty, the management, the people responsible for the facilities and the buildings and all the process, everybody has really stepped up and are working together and are really growing in response to this pandemic. It's very gratifying to see sort of that human spirit and how people can come together and really, work together to get the students and to get the institution through this situation.
So then let's talk about the future. What's UCN going to look like on the other side of this pandemic?
That's a good question. I think our competitive sort of advantage, the thing that sets us apart from sort of the big, large institutions, is we have close interaction with our students. That's not going to go away. It may change that we adopt technology a little bit more efficiently than we have in the past, but we may be more regional. I've talked to some parents who said, you know, I'm more likely to keep my children close to home rather than sending them out. And so, you know, things may be more local than ever before.
Mm-hmm. We're hearing a lot of talk from students that, you know, the biggest moments for them is graduation. And now with the school shut down indefinitely until this thing blows over, what's happening with grad for UCN?
Well, two things. One is graduation. Students will still graduate. They'll receive their certificate or their diploma or their degree. The convocation ceremony has been postponed indefinitely right now. You know, we don't know what the future looks like, but hopefully, and we've got our fingers crossed, that we'll still be able to celebrate their success in some way or another.
Okay. It might be a little bit early, but what have you learned from all of this, Doug?
As an institution, how to adapt to a rapidly changing environment, how to manage change, how to sort of pivot on a dime when you need to, how to react, and how flexible and sort of how much ability our staff have.
Okay. Well, you've done a great job, and I thank you for being an integral part of this community.
Okay, thank you.
Doug Lofsted, enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe.